Reports coming out of Syria say infighting rages on between rival insurgent groups. Militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, otherwise known as the ISIL, have attacked the positions of the rival al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front around the town of Abu Kamal, which sits right on the Iraqi border. ISIL militants reportedly managed to take control of several neighborhoods in the town previously held by the al-Nusra Front and its allies. Some 50 people were killed in clashes there. Foreign-backed insurgents invaded Abu Kamal in 2012, but the border town has ever since been the scene of infighting between rival groups. The ISIL is a cross-border militant group conducting operations both in Syria and Iraq. To get more on that, we're now joined by Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Now, Muhammad, what more details do we have about this latest infighting?
Yes, according to the reports we're getting, the fighters of the so-called Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant attacked the al-Nusra Front strongholds in Abu Kamal city. This is a small town just about 10 kilometers, only 10 kilometers far away from the borders with the Iraq. And what happened is that there were fierce fighting that happened during the past 24 hours. More than 50 people were reported killed, some of them from the al-Nusra Front and others from the ISIL. There were also some leaders of armed groups. The ISIL managed to take control of several blocks inside Abu Kamal. However, we still know that the al-Nusra Front still has some control over many buildings. Clashes is expected to continue during the coming 24 to 48 hours between two groups. Of course, they are both Qaeda-linked. However, it is known that they have been fighting each other for several months because of issues on who controls what and over power and authority over cities, especially inside Syria, who controls more ground. And of course, this is not the first time they clash with each other. The ISIL and the al-Nusra Front, they have been fighting among foreign-backed militants across Syria, especially in northern Syria, areas close to Aleppo, Idlib, al-Raqqa, and also Deir al-Zor. So definitely not the first time. And we are expecting clashes to intensify between both groups over authority and power inside Syria. They, as you know, they have been fighting also in al-Raqqa. Al-Raqqa, the ISIL has the upper hand over there. Al-Nusra Front has other places where it has the upper hand. Of course, the Al-Nusra Front is not alone fighting the ISIL. There are also the so-called Islamic Front fighters, which also fights with the Al-Nusra Front, the ISIL. So definitely clashes is expected to intensify between various brigades of foreign-backed militants there.
All right, Mohammed, also tell us, how does all of this infighting amongst these insurgents and these militants, how does that affect the Syrian army's job of clearing these militants out? Look, it seems that we might have lost our connection there with Mohammed. That was Mohammed Ali speaking to us live from Damascus.